Everybody, so everybody knows.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. Woo. Yeah.
Lots to get into today. But first, let us tell you about our landing page at MyPillow. It's kind of a big deal.
Yes. We have a new landing page. You guys have to go visit it. It has all the things.
Because it's our own. Like, the MyPillow people were like, you know what those chicks need? They need their own landing page on our website.
You can land right there on the page. Land.
So we have it. And now you can go to mypillow.com/chicks and get all the discounts on all of the MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, which are the special right now. Buy one, get one on the Giza Dream Sheets. But no matter what you get, you're going to get a hefty discount and you're going to love whatever you get. I promise you that. Okay, so we'll get to, you know, the town hall, Merrick Garland, all that stuff. But kind of the big news this morning is Alec Baldwin killing a person. Was not expecting to see that when I woke up this morning. And yet that is what we saw.
Yeah.
This is like a horrible story on every level. But essentially, he was on the set of a Western that he is in called Rust. And the firearm, the prop gun that he was using, all we know is that he shot the prop gun. That prop gun, whatever came out of it, killed the 42-year-old cinematographer who is the mom of a daughter, and then also injured the director of the film. And so that is the extent of what we know. And so whether there was a blank in it, whether it was a mistakenly actually loaded gun, why it went at a cinematographer and not... Yeah. Whoever it was part of the scene. Yeah. Like, we don't know any of those details. And now there's like all this hullabaloo around who's responsible. Is it him? Is it the prop master? Is it like who is actually responsible for that firearm going off the way that it did? So
it's terrible. I mean, it is awful. And he, you can see pictures of him like bent over. He's really distraught about it. And, you know, people have stuff to say, right? Like, we obviously have stuff to say about this. I mean, I think the only thing that I would say, just because I'll reserve like a lot of things that I would say and my that are going on in my brain that I would never say out loud. But the thing that I would say is that he is vehemently anti-Second Amendment and he is a gun control activist. So if you are a gun control activist and you are a celebrity, you shouldn't do movies with guns in them. That's how I feel about
that. If you have actual integrity.
Right. And so many of these jackoffs do that. So many of them are in movies where they're running around with guns and then they make money off of the glorification, what they think is the glorification of guns. And they're happy. They're delighted to do that and take the money. But then they piss on guns and they piss on the Second Amendment. So he shouldn't be doing that. And he did it and happily did it. And I'm just saying that I disagree with him doing that. And he did it. And this is something that happened. And it's a terrible thing that happened, but.
Right. You know, now there's a lot of people, because I'm just like you, like there are things that are, percolating in here that I know better not to say than to say out loud.
I won't ever.
But there are a lot of people on Twitter who are doing the talking for us.
Right.
So, for example, there are people that are, you know, pulling out his tweet, Alec Baldwin's own tweets from across the ages, right? Where he has railed against cops that have just done their jobs and had to shoot people. There was a tweet that he put out in like 2017 where he was like, I wonder what it's like to wrongfully kill someone, where he was ripping on a cop. And so, you know, there's a bunch of people retweeting that saying, well, now you know.
Right.
And they're throwing his words back in his face.
Did not age well, did it?
It did not age well.
No, this is the thing. So, I mean, listen, it's terrible. What he's going through is awful. And I feel terrible for the little girl that lost her mom.
Yeah.
And the family that lost their daughter, she could be a sister, friend, you know, that mom that lost her life.
And she was just posting on Instagram, like how excited she was about this movie and how excited she was to be part of a Western. And, you know, I mean, just young, vibrant woman, just in her prime, and just her life is just snuffed out just like that over just a really freak accident.
Right.
It just is. Oh, it's just awful all the way around.
By somebody who hated guns and then is in a movie using them. Like, I don't do that. If you don't want to do that, this is what I don't understand. I'll never understand celebrities. You know, I just don't. They just have this whole hypocrisy thing going on. Don't do it.
Well, and they're so sanctimonious about the things right. that they claim to believe in. And then none of their own rules ever apply to themselves.
Never apply to them. It's like, oh, well, I'm going to go out and make a crap load of money, you know, because he's got, what, like 18 kids. And he probably won't face any charges for this, you know.
Yeah, well, that I know he went to the police station and answered their questions, but obviously no charges were filed. They didn't arrest him or anything like that. And now begins like an actual investigation to figure out who really was responsible and how exactly did this happen? Because some people were like, well, it's totally the prop master's responsibility. In a movie, an actor does have to point a gun at the person in the movie, which that makes sense, but how a cinematographer ends up getting shot, I have no idea. And so there's a lot of unanswered questions, and people are going to be speculating wildly, I'm sure, until the actual investigation gets underway. But that is all we know right now.
So that happened. Yeah. God.
All right, moving on. Biden's town hall. Oh my God.
Let's just get real. It's not like normal people could ask normal questions. It's not like what Trump used to do where it was transparent and people could just get up and like willy-nilly just be like, hey, I'm asking right. questions. I mean, the things that they call these things a town hall, it's such bull crap. It's not a town hall, but okay. They should call it a staged performance.
Well, you knew it was going to be bad the second Anderson Cooper introduced him, and the crowd literally went wild. Like, they were cheering as if he was a rock star.
Yeah.
It was, and I was like, okay, well, that sets the tone. I mean, I expect applause, but not the kind of wild ass cheering that I heard from this totally handpicked crowd.
Yeah, it's like we're in communist China now. It's like, you know, they have like things. No, it's, I'm sorry, North Korea. They have things up that say applause, or we're gonna hurt you. You know, and people are like, okay, they're gonna come get me if I don't applaud.
Well, and I knew from the very first question, I don't even remember what it was. It doesn't matter because they were all like this. But from the very first question, I was like, did Jen Psaki write these questions? Like, this is so ridiculous, so purposeless. This is just a commercial because the Democrats have been so bad about messaging, you know, for the Build Back Better plan from the get-go. So this is their last ditch effort to try to get their point across without any pushback. It was so absurd. So absurd, the questions.
Right. I would be curious to see the ratings on that.
Well, yeah, because wasn't there football last night?
Well, there was anything else last night.
Right.
Wasn't there anything else?
Infomercial?
There was paint drying somewhere.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like, who watches, who is like, oh my God, I know. But you had, you know what I mean? Because
I know.
You felt like you had to, because you have two shows to do today about this garbage, right? So you're right. So you're probably with toothpicks going, I gotta watch this crap. You know, whereas like the normal everyday citizen of the United States is like, I'm not gonna watch this garbage.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch, I got other things to do with my life than to watch this garbage. I'm not gonna
I wonder, because even, who was it that was asking? Was it Jacob or Rob? I can't remember. Either Jacob or Rob was saying, do you think that they'll get 1 million viewers? And so this is like the bar, right? Like, will 1 million people have tuned into that? I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Like, can you imagine if like 800,000 people tuned in? I mean, seriously, that's crazy. If he can't get 1 million people to tune into that, you know, the applause is like, it is. It's completely staged. It's all completely staged.
Oh, my God. And then the thing that Anderson did at the very beginning, which was because everybody in the crowd is masked, right? So he like makes this big production about how everyone there is vaccinated and he's had a negative test and like blah, blah, blah. Everybody's masked up. But then he says everyone is required to keep their mask on unless they're asking a question. And I'm like, excuse me, science, can you please explain why everyone who has their mouth shut, sitting quietly, has to mask up, and the person that gets up and starts spewing their spittle everywhere then takes the mask off?
Right.
What are we doing?
And not only that, but if they're vaccinated, why do they have to do that? I don't understand. Are you saying the vaccine doesn't work? I'm confused. That is a question that has never been answered. I don't understand that. If the vaccine freaking works. Why is everybody masked up? I don't understand. Why?
Because it only works to protect you from super serious illness. It doesn't work to prevent spread. It just makes it a little bit less likely, is what they say. You're looking at me like, you're not being scientific. I know. You don't have to tell me.
It's bullcrap. God.
I know. It's so
much bullcrap. Is that how the flu vaccine works too? Is it?
Well, the flu vaccine barely works.
Is that how all the other vaccines work too? I mean, I'm just curious because that's not how all the other vaccines work.
Well, and they shouldn't be called vaccines, really, right? Like, they should just be called shots.
Right.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you, and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. By the way, I hope somebody counted. Like, I hope somebody was tracking how many times Joe Biden said, "Here's the deal," because it was insane. It was like every single question. Here's the deal.
But did he whisper or whisper?
Yeah,
screen?
He did. He whispered. In fact, I don't think I have the clip of the whisper. But not only did he whisper when he was talking about the cost of the Build Back Better plan, he did the weirdest. It was like he did this weird, it cost zero, like $0, like around his eye. It was so bizarre. I was like, what are you doing? It's just crazy.
Oh, my God. That's our president, you guys.
That's our president. Now, I do have two clips. The two that I thought were the most ridiculous. Now, the whole thing, obviously, ridiculous. But the two that I thought were the most ridiculous was when he was asked, and you're not going to hear the beginning of this, so I'll set the stage. But he was asked, do you think that first responders should be required to be vaccinated? And if not, do you think that they should be fired? And his answer to start it out was yes and yes. And then here is what he said after that.
The two things that concern me, one are those who just try to make this a political issue, freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. No, I mean, come on, freedom.
So, I mean, the way that he said freedom, the way that he mocked the very cornerstone of America, the right. amount of disdain right. that was in his voice when he did that, that tells you everything you need to know about this administration.
I have the freedom to kill you with COVID.
Nobody is saying that. Literally no one.
Oh my God, these people are lunatics at this point. That is what they actually think. That's what's been pounded. You realize that, like, at this point, people are just as concerned, equally as concerned with the economy and with inflation as they are with COVID.
He tried to say that the reason that people aren't going to work is because they're scared of COVID.
Oh, my God.
That was his number one reason. And then his number two reason, and I'm not making this up. He actually said one of the other reasons that people aren't going to work right now is because they just feel down.
Mm. Oh, yeah. They just feel down. That's right. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's easy for somebody to say that when they have a check coming in from taxpayers every month. They can say that load of garbage because they have no idea what it's like to work a real job and have to feed your family and also save for your retirement, pay for your kids' college, do all the other stuff that actual people do out here who don't suck off of taxpayers. God, you ignorant. Oh, swear.
So the other clip is about the border. Someone asked him, hey, are you planning on paying a visit to the border? And
he's like, what's the border?
So his answer, and this is a little bit of a longer clip, but I think the whole thing is worth playing. Listen to this.
You have plans to visit the southern border?
I've been there before, and I haven't. I mean, I know it well. I guess I should go down, but But the whole point of it is I haven't had a whole hell of a lot of time to get down.
Oh, my God.
I've been spending time going around looking at the $900 billion worth of damage done by
by hurricanes and floods and weather and traveling around the world. But I plan on, now my wife Jill has been down. She's been on both sides of the river. She's seen the circumstances there. She's looked into those places. You notice you're not seeing a lot of pictures of kids lying on top of one another with, you know, it looks like tarps on top of them.
What in the holy hell just happened there? Oh my God. You notice you don't see a lot of kids with tarps laying on them?
No, it's because those kids are on nighttime flights being sent all over the country.
Yeah, we have no idea what's happening. Oh, by the way, yes, this is the thing. I mean, they basically are being trafficked.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Joe Biden. I sent my wife there. What is she, an ambassador?
On both sides. She's been on both sides of the river. She knows.
She did a little tiptoe on each side.
And I think he's lying when he says that he's been there and he knows it well, because Fox News looked into that and they were like, we cannot find a single instance in his entire history of being there.
He's never lied. I mean,
that's right.
He wouldn't lie about the border. I mean, why would he lie? He's never lied before. I mean, he's never plagiarized through his way through law school or lied ever. Why would he lie now?
Can you imagine being that unprepared for such an obvious question?
Yeah.
I guess I should go, but I haven't had time. I've been too busy eating Italian dinners with Jill in D.C.
And looking at other destruction from weather.
And he's trying to say that he was, like, looking at hurricane damage. To use his own words, Joe, that was 4 or 5 days ago.
Right. God.
Which, by the way, no one asked him, hey, when are we going to get justice for those 13 Marines that were killed in Afghanistan? Because you promised, I will never forget and I will never forgive.
Oh, he's forgotten.
And there will be justice. Where is it?
He's forgotten. He forgets his own name. He's forgotten.
The problem isn't even so much that he's forgotten. It's that everybody else has.
Yeah.
And it's not talked about anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we just, like, their deaths are just, like,
yeah,
they're just hanging out there and there's been no justice.
Well, that's like, that's basically who we are as a culture now, though, right? I mean, people forget about people forget that there was a school shooting a week ago, like in Arlington, Texas, and that kid walked.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody cares. I mean, it's like, I look at that, I'm like, oh my God. And then it's like, listen, my kid's school had a threat against it yesterday. And I think to myself, you know what? That's probably why. It's because that kid walked and nobody cares. And this is why. This is why there's such decay in our society, is because nobody cares. Everybody's like fleas looking for the next thing. Their attention spans are just like, oh my God, nobody cares. Everybody sucks. This is why. I mean, seriously. And it's because it comes straight from the top. You know, his attention is what? I don't care about those people killed in Afghanistan. I don't care about our soldiers. It comes straight from the top. If there's no integrity there, it trickles down, right? Yeah. It just trickles straight down. And they talked about Trump having no integrity. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Give me a break.
You know what helps heal?
Yeah.
Genucel.
Genucel does help heal.
I mean, it's a different kind of healing, granted. But if you are suffering from things like wrinkles or puffy eyes or bags under your eyes or those kinds of signs of aging, Genucel, which is the plant stem cell technology line of Chamonix, is what you want on your face.
Right.
And we can attest.
Yeah, we can totally attest because we both use it. You love their scrubby stuff. I love their XV cream. I love it. And they have this like serum stuff that I absolutely love. Is it Zotique? Is that the name of it?
I love that too.
Oh my God. It's like liquid gold. You guys need to try this stuff. You can see the difference for yourself today. Get 50% off their most popular packages. Just go to lovegenucel.com/chicks for 50% off. That's 50%. 50. Mm-hmm. These are all their customer favorites. Just go to lovegenucel.com/chicks to get 50% off. Order today. All orders are upgraded to free priority shipping.
Ooh, that is nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That is extra nice.
Genucel.com. You guys check it out.
lovegenucel.com/chicks. For real. It's the greatest stuff. Okay. Did you have you watched the Chappelle show yet? The Chappelle special?
I have not watched it. No, I have not watched it. I think he's funny.
He's not one of my favorites and never really has been, but I just appreciate the importance of him so much.
It's a great way to put it, Mop. I think that's a great way to put it. It's like, you know, like we went to see Jim Gaffigan, who is a raging lib. I mean, I get it. But when we went to see him, I was like, we were laughing out loud. He's funny, funny, you know, right? And there are other comedians who I think are funny, funny. I laugh out loud. But with Chappelle, it's like, I don't laugh at, I'm not like, oh my God, laughing so hard. My stomach's hurting, but I do, I appreciate what he does because he says the things and we need.
Well, and there were a couple times where I did laugh out loud, a couple,
right.
But it is his masterful storytelling.
Right.
And this particular special that is the cause of all the hullabaloo. If a trans person has watched it and been offended, well, first of all, if a trans person is offended by it, they have not watched it. That's the real crux of the issue, because the jokes that he was making, you know, it's typical Chappelle. He goes after everybody equally and makes fun of everybody and no one's off limits. So, yeah, I mean, so he took some liberties with some jokes, but they did not rise to the occasion that we're seeing all of this hullabaloo right now. And in fact, the story that he told about his trans friend was real. Like, I got weepy over it. I got totally weepy over it. The way that he told the story, the way that he actually told the jokes about her. And that, I mean, you have to see it. And then I think when people see it, they'll be like, what is everybody so mad about?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But people that are trans, and a lot of people, not all of them, because I mean, we have had conservative transgender people that, you know, follow us and they're fine. They're cool, right? But this is the thing. Liberal transgender people, and there's a whole movement of people who want so badly to be victims. They want to be a victim class, and they are, and they're protected, and they act as though they are victims, but actually they're very protected. You can't say anything about them. They're very protected. Mm-hmm. And so they have all this power now, just like the LGBT.
And there's like seven of them.
Yeah. The LGBT community is just like that too. They have so much power now because they called shots. And if you say anything or anything remotely that offends any of them, it's like, then you get canceled. So you can't tell me that these people don't have freaking power, you know?
Oh,
it's like they have a lot of power. I mean, you can't joke about them. You can't make jokes. You cannot have a comedy special now where you don't say, oh my God, who are we offending? Give me a break. I mean, this is where our country is now. You can't be funny anymore.
Well, and the only things that I got that I was disappointed at was at the very end of his show. He said, you know, he tells this long drawn out story that was super powerful. And at the end of it, he was like, so there it is. I'm done. Like, I'm not joking about LGBTQ people anymore. I am done until we can laugh about these things together. And I was like, why? No, don't be done. Like, do not stop. Do not bend. You know, I don't know if he was saying that just to say it or if he really genuinely means that he's going to stop these kinds of jokes. Because now I just read today that he has said about the whole Netflix thing, he is saying that he wants to talk to those employees. Like, he was like, I am down to have a conversation with those employees, and they don't deserve his time. They are being so ridiculous that they don't deserve his time. And it's props to him that he even is offering it. You know what I mean? That he's even offering himself in any way. They do not deserve it. And so I can't even believe he's extending any kind of olive branch, but that shows you that he's actually a really good person. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're just going to shit on him. And it just makes me so angry. I'm so mad about all that.
Well, I hope they do. I hope they do shit on him. I hope they do. And so he'll see, because that's precisely what they're going to do, Ma, because they're never going to be happy. I mean, you realize that, right? I mean, it will never be enough.
Yeah.
For those people, unless, I mean, they don't want acceptance. They want just everybody to love them and love them and love them. And that's not how the world works.
Right.
That's not how, I mean, it's like, this is why we're in such a horrible position with kids nowadays, is because we've taught them everybody needs to love you. No, that's not the way the world works. Some people aren't going to like you. Some people are going to be jerks to you. Frankly, some people will bully you.
Yeah,
that's just the way that it is. I mean, that's how we were raised. And now we're in this position where it's like, if something offends you, you need to let everybody know. It is a completely different world now. And it's not better.
No, it's not better at all. CNN has released an official response to requests for comment about how they basically mocked Joe Rogan. with the whole ivermectin thing.
Right.
And got called out big time by Joe Rogan saying, and they lied. They lied in the way that they positioned that he was taking a horse dewormer. So here is their ridiculous statement. If you ever had a single doubt that CNN has an interest in being having journalistic integrity, they do not. And this statement is proof. So they say, the heart of this debate has been purposely confused and ultimately lost. It's never been about livestock versus human dosage of ivermectin. The issue is that a powerful voice in the media who, by example and through his platform, sowed doubt in the proven and approved science of vaccines while promoting the use of an unproven treatment for COVID-19, a drug developed to ward off parasites in farm animals. The only thing CNN did wrong here, and this is according to CNN, was bruise the ego of a popular podcaster who pushed dangerous conspiracy theories and risked the lives of millions of people in doing so.
Not an apology.
Oh my God.
That's not an apology. That's doubling down.
They're not apologizing.
No.
They're just responding to requests for, hey, will you own up to the fact that you were wrong about what you said?
They're not owning up to anything. They're doubling. No. They're doubling the F down. That's what they're doing.
He's got a bruised ego. Joe Rogan.
No.
He doesn't need to have his ego stroked by CNN.
No, he's better than CNN. He makes way more money than he's more popular than CNN. I mean, right. On any given day, he blows all of them away. I hope that I want him to go after CNN.
I do too.
Just like that kid. Who's the kid that they destroyed? And the kid was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take you to court. Nick Sandman.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Just like Nick Sandman. I hope he does that too. I want people to start bleeding them dry of money. Mm-hmm. You know, seriously, I hope he does that. I mean,
he kind of talked about it and then it just sort of hasn't gone anywhere. I hope that this statement kind of riles him up.
Seriously, the guy's rich as balls. I mean, hire a bunch of lawyers and then just suck them dry. That's what people need to start doing that at CNN because they lie. Mm-hmm. They lie. And you can't do that. We need to start sending messages to that stupid company that they can't do that. Start sucking them dry of money. That's where you can hurt them.
Yeah. I know. I hope he pursues it because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All right. I have a couple of talks. I have to use my phone to show them to you, though, because I only have the one screen today. So this first one is the this chick making fun of all the kinds of like Ashley Judd types of people out there who, if you are like having any kind of mood whatsoever, they want to diagnose you with some sort of trauma. You know what I mean? So she's making fun of that. Here we go.
Gee, I hate when the floor is wet after the shower. That's a trauma response. Yeah, because it triggers the memory of when you slipped out of the womb. I don't think that's your attachment style speaking. I don't see that. Listen, you better do some healing and processing, okay? Because it sounds that's BPD probably as well as ADHD as well. So it's a long journey.
Oh my God.
We're happy to have you here on Healing TikTok.
She lost it at the end, but man, it is spot on.
It is so spot on. Like nowadays that everything has a freaking like label with it. It's like I'm a little down today.
Right.
What's the big my God, I don't
You're wounded. And you are on a journey.
But I'm not, and I don't need medication. Bugger off. I'm fine. I just need some sunshine.
And the problem is that so many people buy into it because they don't want to take responsibility for their own behavior.
And then they're like, I'm this and I'm that and I have this and I have post-traumatic stress of something. And it's like, okay, maybe you're just the way you are because you are you. Okay. Everybody have a great weekend. What does Sam Elliott say at Roadhouse? I'll have plenty of time to sleep when I'm dead.
That's right.
You guys, bring it in.
Biden signs on to a global corporation tax, and a Virginia school covers up a rape to advance a political agenda. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and keep you laughing at the same time. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.